When we came out, I found the bat. When I came back, I just threw it away. Nothing. Later on, my children actually, they said that they saw a lot of the bats outside. The bats were kind of migrating. You know, I didn't know that. But later on, we were talking about it. I said, yes, we saw them. Oh. So is it nothing fantastic? So one of them just missed his way. Maybe they were migrating from one place to the other. Passed near our neighborhood. Thank God I didn't go to some of those churches. So. I would have come with testimony, especially the next day as I was going. My car had a small brush somewhere. When that bat came, I knew that it was an attack. And they came after my car. Nonsense. It's just, you know. So what I'm going to say is this. So instead of people say, hey, all those who want me, they don't want me to make this progress. Listen, that's not Christian prayer. There's only one enemy you have. His name is the devil. And he doesn't want your job. He wants your faith. He wants you to loosen, you understand, your hands from the hold you have on that confession. And one attack he will use if you have a high-paying job is to collect it. And God will allow because your faith must be purified. You have been finding it easy to believe in, I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river, simply because you have a good salary flowing towards you like a river. So, you know, it's very easy. They say they are just doing bonus, end of year bonus, 3.5 million. So, yes, it's the word of God. It's flowing towards me like a river. Fine, so no problem. Now, you do a deal, sharp, sharp, like this. You do one small business, 10 million naira. Overflowing stream, amen, praise God. Easy to believe. And when you start losing money, they now check any comma inside that scripture. Was he talking to New Testament believers? Or was it just, you know, you start asking questions? It's no longer so easy to believe. That's the fight. That's the fight. That's the fight. That's the fight. And what are you supposed to do? You know, that's my message. God doesn't want you to be reasonable. Do you understand? He doesn't want you to be reasonable. Just in the midst of that adversity, just look and say, what is the word that I believed? Let me hold on to that confession. Assume it's a termination letter. They give you the letter. Take that letter. Put it down. Now listen to me. Take a sheet of paper. Go to a printer. Put it in. Extract Isaiah 66 verse 12. Extract that portion of 2 Corinthians chapter 9 that says, it will make all grace abound towards you. Have all sufficient in all things and abound to every good work. Extract them. Print those two. Print them out. Put it on top of that one and staple it. I don't know whether I get the point. So anytime you want to see that one, the first thing you see are the two scriptures that you are holding on to. Listen to me. If you do that, I don't know how God will work it out, but one thing you will realize eventually is that that sack is a door to greater opportunities. Do you get my point? The warfare is what? Hold fast. The warfare is what?
Hold fast.
The warfare is what? That's the warfare. That's the warfare. That's the fight. That's the struggle. That's everything. Hold fast. That is it. That, and all the stories people tell is just to make you remove your hands from the hold that you have fast on the word of God. Yeah, you get my point? That's it. It's so that your hands become loosened, distractions. You are holding fast to something. Let's have you use your hands physically to hold something. The more you are distracted, the less effort you are putting into it. Imagine you are holding fast, somebody is tickling you. Especially if it's your wife, you know that kind of thing. If somebody you don't like, it's even different. You hold fast tighter. You are holding something else, stop that now. You know, like, it's all that, those distractions. The grip is not as tight. That's what the devil is trying to do. Use other things in life to make you loosen, you know, you can't hold as fast. And people start explaining. They start explaining things to you. Why it may not be. Listen, the more reasonable they are in proving that the word of God may not work, the more tenacious you should be in holding fast. Hold fast is not reasonable. Are you getting my point? No. It's not that we have discovered it will work out. Praise God, it will work out. No. Holding fast is that despite the fact that everything says it won't work out, one thing I will not say is that that word is not true. Remember, I said by saying that that word can calculate. And his calculations, the method he's trying to bring out, usually is not the type you are used to before. No, it's not. The warfare. is what? Hold fast. You know, let me just add this one. You remember that thing we were reading? He said, I said, we have a high priest who, we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses. But one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without disobedience, that is, without sin. Now, you notice something about the temptation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, listen to this. So this one is very important. Because we often use that when it comes to God's promises. But we often use we often forget to use this principle when it comes to God's commandments and precepts. I don't know whether you hear what I said there. That is like, for example, now we talked about that sack thing and prosperity and all of that. We often remember that what we are supposed to do is to hold fast despite the fact that things look bad. But other times when it's a matter of commandment, what I mean is this. The temptation is to disobey the word of God. We now want to use our own energy. Are you getting my point? That is, no, I won't agree. Like me, take bribe from somebody. No, I won't agree. Maybe today we begin to go to church. I will not agree. What kind of thing is that? I won't agree. I will not agree. In fact, I heard a joke today. Somebody told me in the office. I don't know what that really happened, but I was watching a movie. He said one girl was a harlot. All right, so one day she decided that she wanted to rededicate her life to church going and Christianity. So, I don't know why he's laughing. So she now went to church and went and told the Reverend and confessed to the Reverend Father all her sins and that she's stopping it and everything. The next day she went to her house. A client knocked. And she told the client that I'm not doing it. Go away. I've stopped doing that business. So, no, she didn't say it like that. She said that to drive the guy away because she had made up her mind that she didn't want to do it again, she called a high price and told the guy $2,000. So the guy said, no problem, $2,000. Ah, this guy agreed for $2,000. And that's a huge amount of money. If you know Americans' mentality, it's temptation. Let me just put it like that. It's real temptation. So she's like, $2,000. Wow. Well, maybe God can understand. You know, we'll just postpone this commitment till tomorrow. Now, this is the point I'm making. She wanted to use human wisdom to obey the word of God. So she finally agreed for $2,000. And unfortunately for her, that guy was an undercover agent, a policeman. So he had her arrested and threw her in prison, which was the will of God. If you understand how things work, that was God knowing that this girl never understand the point. All right? Anyway, now why I told that story, I heard it this afternoon. Someone just gave me the gist. And you see what human beings often do, they use human wisdom in trying to do the will of God. The man said, I should give bribe. Okay, I'll put off my phone. Are you getting my point? He won't be able to call me. He can't talk to me. My parents said, I should marry this man who's not a believer. I won't go home Christmas. Are you getting my point? You are getting the logic. Human arrangement. And God said, no, don't use that method. Just hold fast. What did I say? Do it like Jesus did it. Don't discuss. You know, Christians discuss too much. You know, when you discuss with the devil, you always win. When you discuss with the devil, he will always win. Has God really said, ha? Are you a stranger around here? You haven't heard what God said? You know, before I was created, my husband was the one in the garden. And God told him, oh, thou shalt not do this, thou shalt not do that. Eh? You will not surely die. You don't know what I'm telling you. Fear God. When he comes in the evening, sometimes his head there, me smoke. Oh. All this discussion was why she ate the fruit. In the days of Jesus Christ, he never had any discussion. He did what? He held fast. What did he do? He held fast. They came, turned these stones to bread. Say, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. It's not, oh, how will I tell this devil to stop harassing me? Okay, I'll tell him I don't like bread. Which is what we do. When he comes, he says, turn these stones to bread. No, I don't like bread. I'm allergic to wheat. Okay, turn on to Okpa. Discussion starts. No, but you know, he never did that. He never did that. He never did. What he just simply did, straightforward, turn these stones to bread. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God shall man live. Now listen to this. There is a word of God that you know that speaks about every temptation of your life. God is not saying resist that temptation by your own strength. Use human wisdom. Try and avoid it. He said just hold fast. How do you hold fast? Bring that word. Every time that thing comes up, say it. Your mother's pressuring you. Pressure. It's Christmas time. You don't want to go home because you don't want to meet the guys who are coming. When she calls, when are you coming? Listen, I will not be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. Period. What does that mean? I don't know. I read it. Who wrote it? I don't know. Pastor just quoted it for us, and I found it in the Bible. So I'm just quoting it. That, what's the original Greek word for yoke? I have no idea. No discussion. No argument. Is that what they call holding fast? I want you to understand that. That's how it's done. For example, okay, I was saying that hold your magazine fast. You understand my point? Everything you have declared as the word of God, because we wrote those things, we declared those things because he has said. Therefore, we boldly say, no matter how it feels like, you wake up in the morning, your head is tense, and you say, this year, health is my portion. Someone starts saying that, which side is the tension? That should be migraine. Now you now want to start rebuilding. No, it can't be migraine. How can it be migraine? No, yesterday when I slept, it was because of the way I slept. You know, you don't start. Explanation. Discussion. It's because my nose is blocked. It will soon clear. Explanations. It's discussion. That man that died the other day, you know, his first complaint of headache. You know, discussion. Explanation. Not necessary. You wake up with all the declaration of the word, the head is tense. You just take the one that is appropriate. Himself took my infirmities and my disease and my infirmities. By his stripe, I have been healed. How will it work? I have no idea. How shall these things be? The Holy Spirit will overshadow you, and that headache will find its direction. What am I supposed to do? Just hold fast. That's what I'm going to emphasize today. Hold fast. You know, on Saturday I began to teach, and I'm talking about season of harvest. This is one mistake a lot of Christians make. Say, season of harvest, oh, how do we now ensure that this word does not fail? Because it must not be that at the end of this year, me too, I never harvest anything. Somebody will now come and say, oh boy, I don't say you'll be preacher, but let's just to be sure, bring money, let's start doing investment. So you'll be helping us go in marketing. So that by the end of the year, you will see something to harvest. So when you wake up in the morning and say, this is what we're here this year, it must work. What other business can we do? Now listen, the focus is now on how do we make sure that the word comes to pass, which is not supposed to be. The focus should be, this is my season of fruitfulness. This is my season of fruitfulness. This is my season of fruitfulness. No matter how things feel like, this is my season of fruitfulness. Remember I said that the word thinks. What did I say? The word thinks. That's why, you know, that's what I was saying earlier. As we are talking, I just give examples of manifestations of what the word produces. And that's why I emphasized something the first day I spoke, towards the end. I said, make sure you do not obstruct the release. I chose my words carefully. I chose my words carefully because I didn't want people to think. I'm saying, now be smart. You know, use human wisdom. Because the seed, listen to this, each seed has its own kind of body. And let me tell you this. Most of the times, you don't know the kind of body until it has been born. But you must not allow the pregnancy to abort. That's what I've been preaching. For example, now you're pregnant, physically speaking now. You don't know whether your baby is going to be tall or short. You have no idea. He's going to have a big head or a small head. You have no idea. It's when the child is born, as he's growing, you now say, this guy has an athletic figure. Are you getting my point? You are discovering the athletic figure. You are discovering it. Said, this man, he's always talking. You are discovering the talking figure. I don't know whether you're getting my point. You are discovering it. This thing was made for his own seed. That's why I quoted earlier that some men said that I don't want to waste time. I will have found the thing. The thing is here, right here on my tab here. The word that that fellow used about people thinking that we got where we got to in life because we wanted to, we were able to plan so well. That Amazon as an example. You know, it started as a book-selling site. All they sold was what? Books. Now, there's none they don't sell. If you want to buy a book in 747, I won't be surprised if you find an Amazon. They sell everything. Everything. One of the most popular, in fact, the most popular Android tablet in the United States is the Amazon Kindle. It rivals the iPad in sales. Samsung doesn't shake in America. Samsung Tab. What's the Android tab that sells there is Kindle Fire. And the man developed that, the first Kindle, so as to make it easy to sell e-books. So he was saying that, listen, don't think that we planned all these things ahead, though. That's what he was saying, in effect. And that's what I'm going to teach believers. That our labor, our effort, is not in the things that we want to do. It's in holding fast to that word that says, this is my season of fruitfulness. This is my season of fruitfulness. But why do we teach the way we do? So that people will know, as God begins to open doors, step inside them. You are going in a particular direction. You have an example of somebody who is in the same direction just ahead of you. Oh boy, God is God just leading you. You have a teaching anointing, like I do. And I said, what are you doing? I'm just believing God for when they will invite me to come to Russia and come and teach the whole Kremlin. So I agree with you. Let's pray together. Father God, in Jesus' name, one day, invite him to Russia to teach the Kremlin. But meanwhile, go to that secondary school and teach the principal. Do you get my point? So maybe because you see the direction. So that door opens, you step into it quickly. You know what's happening? The living word. Are you getting my point? The living word is arranging events so as to birth the body for the seed that is inside you. And you must never disallow it. Do you get my point? Do you get my point? But the focus all the time is not you wake up in the morning, this business must succeed. This business. No. That's not our prayer. No. Our prayer is one word. This is my season of fruitfulness. Oh, there are statements that even me, sometimes I'm afraid to say, but I know they are correct. Bless everything you do. Lay your hand on your businesses. Declare the general word of God on them. But please, don't use too much spiritual fight on one particular thing. I started this business. As we started one company called Ajale Koko and Interpreters. What I've said has no meaning, but so just Ajale Koko and Interpreters. What do you want to do? You are trying to connect. So anyway, every morning you wake up, Ajale Koko and Interpreters, this connection will work. You will get, in this state, the governor will allow you to do this business. The minister will call you. You keep on declaring the specific details you have on that. I think it's unnecessary. Christians sometimes do it. They often have testimonies to share. But I am telling you, I think it's unnecessary. Don't worry. 90% of those who hear this will disagree, who have studied, and they have their reasons. But I'm giving you a new understanding I have. It's unnecessary. You are getting involved in too many fine details that you don't even know about. So what should, you know the reason? Sometimes Ajale Koko and Interpreters, God said, I'm going to shut it down. You don't realize it. God said, Ajale Koko and Interpreters, I'm shutting it down. And that you were here for a season to learn some things. I sent you here to understand certain principles. After a year, I will shut down Ajale Koko and Interpreters so as to open for you Ascent from Heaven. I don't know, just which will be a new company. Are you getting my point? But we often spend the time saying, hey, write it down. Ajale Koko and Interpreters. By next year, you will do this. This will happen. Okay, we have already gone to Edo State, trying to go to Delta to be able to connect this network of rubber plantations. So the rubber plantation will speak to you. You are getting too involved in fine details. I think it's one thing Christians do that's not good. Know the reason? Unless, which is very unlikely, it doesn't happen often. And even if it does, you have not lost anything if you omit that. Unless God specifically revealed it to you through different methods. It's just like, I have a very good example. Assuming that you have read Pastor Banky, should I say yes? You know how the spiritual method of choosing a good wife. And of all the women around, the one with your feet, your spirit locks like this. You know, like key. Once you turn it like this, your clicks. is Sister Angela. I hope there's no Angela here. That's why I keep on using Angela. So you won't think I'm talking about. Then you now go home. Maybe that first day, call Angela. Ah, Angie, how now? You were in that meeting this evening. Were you blessed by that? In fact, I think we should celebrate that word of God. Let's go to the shop right there and go and chop ice cream to celebrate that revelation. Now, imagine that's what you are doing because you think it fits. What will it be like? Think about it for a moment. If your friend was doing that and he came to tell you, say, every morning I wake up, I prophesy, Angela, you will marry me. There's nobody else you will marry. The word of God. You know, I've read that book. That book says, you are just the kind of woman that God wants you to marry. In the name of Jesus, Angela, hey, I prophesy. 16th of August, 2014. That is our day. I prophesy. Won't you ask your friend, say, bros, are you okay? No, think about it. Won't you do that? If you can't do it for a woman, why do you think you can do it for a business? I don't know whether I get my point. No, really. I think Christians should... Don't hold that one fast. Hold the word fast. What should I do about Angelical Interpreter? Say to it simply, this is your season of fruitfulness. Because sometimes the word goes forth. As you are declaring that word, you know that what that word does? It shuts down one so as to establish another. Everything in your life has a season. I hope you understand that. It has its purpose for a season. There are businesses you started, God needs to do make money. That is all the angels they know. So one angel will not ask God, so why is he doing it? He say, him. Don't you see the time he wakes up? He wakes up too late. He said, I won't rise up early. I didn't say don't rise. I know I said don't rise early, but I didn't say also sleep till 12 noon. So we have given him this one so that regularly he's awake on time. You know he's a very bad timekeeper. If he gets an appointment for 2, you will see him by 3:15. So you see the kind of business he's doing now. He has to be in places by the exact time that they fix. Have you noticed it? The angel said, yes. So that's what we are teaching him. Punctuality. Diligence. But we really don't want him to do this. But this is what he's going to do to learn. And the man, of course, he will get by. Business will be tight. You hire somebody, fire somebody, you know, work somewhere, get a job. They don't pay him. Then he goes to rent a house, hoping that somebody will pay. And the last thing the landlord begged, they did not pay. So he said, don't trust a man again next time. He's learning little things. You know, he's learning. Then one day, the business actually folds up. But you know one thing that can never fold up? The lessons, the experiences. It can never fold up. And notice all he has been saying about that business is, this is my season of fruitfulness. I'm a fruitful person. He said, because any instruction God gives you is a word you can use for anything. What I mean is this. Over that business, you just say to it simply, he said, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and have dominion. You just keep declaring that. Be fruitful. And that word, even if Ajale Koko and interpreters fold up, that word can never fold up. It won't. It will not. Wait till you now get ascent from heaven. The new thing starts. It will prosper so fast, you are wondering. In fact, you will pray less on this one. Because these are spiritual principles. Please, I'm going to emphasize something. This is the warfare. To hold fast. Because you see, if you understand this, setbacks in life will find it very hard to discourage you. Do you get what I'm saying? They find it very, very hard. Setbacks will find it hard to discourage you. Because you were not holding fast to that thing. You are holding fast to the word of God. So sometimes that word says, time to take away the first so as to establish the second. Listen, that's what happens sometimes. Ishmael is born. And Abraham finally is happy. At least now we have Ishmael. Because he lets us take Ishmael away. Say, wait now. Oh, that Ishmael might live before you. Because the man had labored to build up Ishmael. But God still says, don't worry. Even though I will allow Ishmael live, my covenant will be with Isaac. I don't know whether I'm making sense to you. I hope you're following me. Listen, Christianity is actually easy. Easy in the sense that what God requires of you is not much. The fight in Christianity is to do that little that God requires. God says, just hold fast. I'm not saying be smart. Just hold what?
fast.
I'm not saying be very smart. You know, like, I know how to bring 15 business ideas. Good. If that's the job you know how to do, be doing it. But don't put your hope, your faith in those your business ideas. Put your faith, your hope in what? The word of God. We say simply to you, behold, I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. Listen, let me say as I close. I think Christians get too involved in fine details. You know, you must be careful to distinguish between Christianity and spiritualism. You know, I've been saying it. There's a world of difference between spirituality and spiritualism. What is spiritualism? If I want to cut this wood, I can take a saw and I go, boom, 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 boom. After a long time, the wood will cut. It doesn't mean it's the will of God for me to cut it. But the will of God has been written that any man that takes wood and takes a saw and moves it over it, boom, 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 after a while, it will cut. Spiritually, there are rules like that. That if you focus your eye on something and decide that that is the thing you must get, eventually it will come to you. It doesn't mean it's the word of God. That is why, I want to joke again, though it's the truth, but I know some of you will laugh. So anytime I'm moving, I'm just thinking, that's the angel that just always comes to my mind. In fact, I dreamed the other day and I saw her in the dream. It doesn't mean it's the will of God. You know what it means? It means you have spiritually connected with her so much, she has no choice but thinking about you. And she starts showing up in your dream. These things we say, they are real. These spiritual things. So sometimes like, Christians get confused sometimes. You know, you go there and then you focus your spiritual energy on something. And after a while, it gives a bit. And you think it is a proof. It is the proof that is the will of God. There are people, look, listen. Let me. I'm not, time has gone. I don't want to go into ministry matters. A lot of ministers make that mistake. Because by the time you finish learning all the principles of church growth, your church will grow. I don't know what I heard. I said, even though they didn't call you to ministry, to that kind of ministry, they said, do home cell, do home cell, do home cell. You too, you do them. And you start praying, you start declaring each home cell, 100. Each home cell, you pace around, each home cell, 100. Listen, Balaam can do that and get results. I don't know that you're getting my point. There are spiritual laws that you operate. You will call that 100. That 100 will come. But it will not bring a blessing to you. When I pray for Kingdom World Ministries, I'm careful. There are words I don't use. I don't give God numbers. I'm careful. Because you see, if I give God numbers, if I say, God, I want maybe 500 or something, and God says in his heart, I have only 200 for you, there will be 300 problems added if you insist on 500. There will be 300 problems added to make it up to 500. When I'm praying for kingdom, this is where I pray my prayer. God, fill my heart with understanding. Give me utterance. And then send everybody that this word is supposed to bless. That's it. That's my limit. That is my limit. I can't pray it more than that. Sometimes I look. I'm watching where our downloads come from. Something happened the other day. I look. I say, Ghana. How come they're downloading little? They know they listen to the word there. I say, Lord, open the... You know, those are the kind of prayers I pray. Open doors. Next time I check it, the download that hits 20 gigas. Go slow. The world is moving. Are you getting my point? those are the kind of prayer I pray. Lose prayers. Even don't focus. You don't know what I get my point. Okay, let me give an example. Derek Prince. Have you listened to that aggressive prayer I told you to listen to? Derek Prince said, when he went to pray for the government in America, and he felt as if God compelled him, that is the Spirit of God moved him to do it, there was one prayer he prayed. He said, Lord, raise the righteous and bring down the wicked. Two lines. He didn't say, this government, what's the name? Richard Nixon. You will come down. You will come down. You will come down. He did not say that. Some Christians are praying now. 2015, God, you will give us a southern governor. Who said God wants to give you a southerner? That is why when I hear some of these prophetic mandates gather, I just look, I say, tribalistic mandates. Confusing people.
get so. What are you supposed to pray for? Say, Lord, you know, there are specific prayers. Elevate the righteous. Bring down the wicked. Any man that will not, you know, the way we pray it here. You're not mentioning anybody's name. Lord, elevate the righteous. Bring down the wicked. That's all you are saying. The word is alive. The word is alive. That's what I'm trying to emphasize. The word can think. The business you started by yourself, all right? That is not the exact one that God wants you to do. You cannot pray it into Isaac-hood. Ishmael may walk. Are you getting my point? But Isaac-hood will not walk. So what do you do? When you declare that word of God, specific according to the word of God, but not specific according to physical things. Do you get my point? The word goes there. He removes the one that is not, this one is not good. This is not where God is taking him to. He removes it. You can finish praying, blessing your staff. It is well with them. You come to work one day. Two of your best men will resign one day. It is a word that you preached, you prophesied. That's okay, these guys, time for them to move on to another thing. God wants to bless them somewhere else. Meanwhile, there are other people that I want to bring in to lift you up from this level to another level. And what happened? The word. Listen, don't pray prayers that will discourage you. You know what I say? Don't pray prayers that will discourage you. Angela, I call you. Next day, you see Angela, you don't print card. And it's not you. Now we call him Pastor Banky, but I declared the word. It didn't work exactly the way I did. Which one did you declare? I said, Angela, marry me. I'll slap you. Which kind of Angela marry you? That one is very simple. You know, there's a very simple word for that. I have my good thing. The blessing of God, they make rich and add no sorrow. No good thing will live with you from there that walk uprightly. My wife is good for me, and I receive her in the name of Jesus Christ. You can finish declaring that the love you have for Angela will just melt. That is, you'll disappear. You see, why are they frown like this? This is somebody who used to look at like, ah. But you finish declaring the word of God, suddenly the attraction, boom, through the window. Just disappear. Why? Because you just woke up in the morning. And you declared over your marriage that's coming forth. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ. The blessing of God, they make rich and they add no sorrow. Houses and riches are from the fathers, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. I receive it from the Lord in the name of Jesus. And Angie's name comes to your mind, and you're like, who's that? Can't she even set her hair straight? Suddenly, all these things start coming up. The fact that the word is working so as to prune her away from your life. That's one way. At other times, that word will go, arrange one guy for her. The day you won't come, one guy will come before you. Take her away to a bigger ice cream joint. And then by the time you call her again, say, I'm so sorry. No, you are angry. The anger is of the Lord. Is the word working? The word works though. The word does not always say, come, follow me. Sometimes, come, follow me. There are different ways the word works. It's in the Bible like that. I will lead you in the way that you should go. Don't be like a mule that, you know, must have, and horses that will have bits. That what God is saying is that if you are like a mule, I will fit something in your mouth. That's what he was saying. If you are stubborn, no problem. I will wrench you like this, drag you. Nobody say you love me. Say, Namisa. Hey, no problem. You either follow gently or you follow difficultly. But follow, you must follow. The Lord is good. I said, the Lord is good. Let's get out of here. Let me finish my day. This is summary of everything. Our main assignment is what? Hold fast to that confession. Our main assignment is what? Hold fast. Don't let it go. Don't hold fast to any physical thing. Pastor Banky, don't even hold fast to Kingdom World Ministries. Are you getting my point? No. You don't hold fast to anything. But there is a word that you hold fast to, which is the word of God. And that word, because it's alive, it starts leading you into the production of the seed, the body for the seed. And sometimes it takes away the first, that it might establish the second. And when it's taken away the first, please don't forget, still hold fast. You will discover that the second that he's establishing is far greater than the first that he took away. Did I talk to somebody today?
Yes, sir.
I hope you understood me.
Yes, sir.
I hope you understood me.
Yes, sir.
Please get back home. Make sure you book this message and listen to it again. Listen to it again. In fact, today I
feel like I spoke very prophetically. Time you leave here, as a woman, I won't talk to you again. I just feel like saying it again. So don't cry over anything that leaves your life. The word has not left. It's the first that left. It's the first that left. When it establishes the second, you will know what it means. That when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that were dreaming. There is nothing that appears like loss in your life that's not actually gain. Did you hear what I said? There is nothing. Nothing. Listen, you say, sir, I saved for 2 years. I bought the car. The first week I drove it. In fact, thank God, say I not die. The car just had one ghastly accident. It's just my part of the car that was not destroyed. My 2 years savings. Listen to me. That was a blessing. What did I say? The destruction of that metal was a blessing. How will it be a blessing? I don't know. All I know is that all things work together for good. I borrowed 500,000 naira, sir, to start that first business. As of today, I'm still paying back. I have 150,000 to pay. What happened to it? It was situated near a toll gate. Then President Obasanjo came and wiped away the toll gate. I'm still paying the money back till today. Listen to me, it was a blessing. What did I say?
It was a blessing.
Sir, I spent my time, I finally got that visa. I got to America at the airport there. They asked me 2 questions, and they sent me back on the next plane. You know, it happens. And the that your visa is not, it doesn't guarantee you enter. It can send you back. Maybe it happened to you. Let me say to you again, it was what? A blessing. There was one young man, I heard the finally, but it's, they interviewed him, American visa. They granted him the visa. He made the mistake. He jumped into the air and shouted, "Yes!" And they canceled the visa right there and then. If you are that young man, it was a blessing. What did I say?
It was a blessing.
And it's not a joke. It's not a joke. I mean it literally. All things are working together for good for you. The word is alive. You know, some people, listen, they will say it was when I believed my problems began, then I know you are blessed. If you believed and your problems began, you are blessed. What God was doing with that was weeding away everything that won't let you enter into destiny. And the reason why you were suffering so much was because you were holding on to them. You didn't want to let them go. You didn't want to let them go. Leave it my own. They went, no. The Holy Spirit said, leave them. Beat you, let the thing go, strip it away from you. You get tattoo for your body when you spiritual tattoo. They say it's permanent. The Holy Spirit will take knife, cut away the skin in that area. Shop! Cannot tattoo devil into the kingdom of God. It's painful. But those things that will have held you back from entering into real destiny, that's what he's removing. As a matter of fact, everything will be what? A blessing. That's a matter of fact. But listen to this. The word will not leave you. Physical things may leave you, but that word will not leave you. Go and read my book. That last chapter of Great Faith Can Be Yours. I said, sometimes Isaac dies. Sometimes Isaac dies. But listen, it is the flesh of Isaac that you kill. The spirit of Isaac can never be killed. It's only the flesh of Isaac that you can kill. The spirit of Isaac can never be killed. That spirit has resurrection power. You knock away the flesh, it comes with another flesh, stronger, bigger, double portion. Go and check it. When everything that Job had was wiped off, when that thing resurrected, he had twice as much as he had before. Christians often make the mistake that they think that, and once I pray about it, everything is up. Sometimes the prayer you prayed for that business is what will kill it. As you laid your hands, you poured anointing oil, sowed the seed, prophesied, cast out demons, everything on that business. When you finish, the anointing on it will be so strong, it will die. Why? Because God says, this thing that's inside here is too big for this structure around it. Let's kill this one, free the spirit, and build something bigger for it. Sometimes your prayer is killing what you have currently. Some of you, this January prayer you prayed, your engagement don't break. Sorry. I'm sorry. Where's the truth? Some people are feeling bad. The prayer you prayed this January and prophesied over the year, don't drive away your boyfriend. There is nothing you want to do about it. Engagement don't pay me. Bafuka, complete, kaput, die. Full stop. And that prayer cannot be brought back. You can't change it. Say, okay, no, Lord, I don't go pray again. Because lie, I know they agree. I don't hear her. I've heard it. He said, I've already released the dogs of war. What do you want me to do? Call them back. I can't. That's it. They go scatter your life thoroughly. You know why? So they can build the structure of God that will take you into destiny. Listen, all in all, you can never fail in this life.
Amen.
This word will never fail you.
Amen.
I said this word will never fail you.
Amen.
All it is destroying are the things that will prevent your full manifestation. That's why, don't ever feel bad. The word is working. Quickly, let us rise to our feet. We're going to do two things. Before we share grace, everybody go to page 2, under number 1, the second paragraph that says, declare it. Let's read it together. I have the power of God working in me. I am seated in heavenly places with Christ. My words have power. Life is in the power of my tongue, and I will eat the fruits thereof. I have chosen life, and I live. In Christ, I live. My fountain is the fountain of life. Bitter waters do not come out from my fountain. My heart is filled with the word of God, and I live by the power of the spoken word. With my words, I fill my life with the peace of God, the joy of the Holy Spirit, health, protection, prosperity, and all manifestations of abundant life. I take control through God over 2014, and I say to it, the will of God will be done in you. Let's share the grace in fellowship. Because of the grace of the Lord Jesus, surely we have passed out of death and we have passed into life. We have passed out of darkness into the light of Christ. We have passed out from under the curse into the blessing. All things have passed away in our lives. We are now filled with the Spirit of Christ. We live above sin and walk above the devil because we are seated high above with Christ. This is our season of fruitfulness. In the name of Jesus, amen. Once again, Chair of Brethren, God bless you.